Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotion is called Prisoners Freed. I want to read Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26 to you. It goes like this. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. What do you think Paul and Silas were praying for before this miraculous earthquake? What would you be praying for if you were imprisoned under trumped-up charges? Would you be praying for freedom? I know I would be. However, I'd like to suggest something to you, and that is that I don't think that Paul and Silas were praying for their freedom. Now, why not? Well, one simple fact, and that is that they didn't leave the prison. If you keep reading after these verses above, you'll see that Paul and Silas stay in the custody of the jailer overnight and until they are completely exonerated. If I had been praying for freedom, if they had been praying for freedom, don't you think that they would have taken this earthquake as a sign that God wants them to walk free? If an incredibly precise, violent earthquake that somehow opens the doors and loosens the chains, but doesn't kill anyone, isn't a sign from God, I don't know what is. That brings me back to my original question. What were Paul and Silas praying for? If they weren't praying for their freedom, what were they praying for? I'd like to suggest that they were praying for the jailer. You see, the jailer was the real prisoner in this story. He was a slave to the Roman authorities of his days, authorities who had killed other jailers in similar situations. Take a look at Acts 12. And ultimately, like all people who haven't found their freedom in Christ, he was a slave to sin. So this is actually a story of the jailer and his household finding freedom. Keep reading verses 30 to 34 to hear that story. But this is not a story of Paul and Silas's freedom. And even if they began that night praying for their own freedom, at some point in the night, their prayers moved away from their own needs and onto the needs of others. By the time midnight rolled around, I think that Paul and Silas were so aligned with the heart of God that they interpreted this miraculous sign of the breaking of chains not as a sign that points to their own freedom, but a sign that points to the freedom of the jailer. For Paul and Silas, there was something more valuable than freedom. They chose obedience, sacrifice, and imprisonment for the sake of others instead of their own freedom. Wow, this is compelling for me. This is convicting, because sure enough, that jailer and his whole family found true freedom that day. May this be true of all of us. May we seek others' freedom, not just our own. That's my prayer for you and for me. Have a great day, and God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.